Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2013. It is not 2013. I knew I was going to do that eventually. I just did it. It's 2014, of course. But welcome back to the show. It is always, always great to have you here. Well, there is just a ton of good stuff to talk about today. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of news. Where to begin? Why don't we start with this? There was news on mobilemarketer.com the other day, and I actually wrote a post about it, that talked about how Procter & Gamble, who is an extraordinary product development company, an extraordinary marketing company, one of the biggest advertisers in the world. They spend a ton of money on print and broadcast media traditionally, and they spend a ton of money on developing their products. They have a rigorous, rigorous product development process. They recently announced that they expect their cost of acquiring customers to go down. It's going to cost them less to find new customers than it traditionally has, and they expect their revenues to continue to grow despite this. And the reason for it is that they believe that they can acquire those customers using digital, in particular mobile and social, in a way that they haven't in the past. This is from an article on mobilemarketer.com, where they say that Procter & Gamble executive recently said the company is reducing its marketing budget this year, but still expects the overall impact to be well ahead of previous years, thanks in part to a bigger focus on mobile and social strategies. Now, that's huge. I mean, they are telling Wall Street, and Wall Street cares about this kind of stuff, as you no doubt know, right? They're telling Wall Street, we're going to make more money, or at least as much money as we always have, while lowering our marketing spend, because we can do things that we didn't used to do before. They don't rely on other channels near as much. And this is an extraordinary statement, and I'm a huge believer that if P&G is doing something, if Procter & Gamble is doing something, there's a pretty good sign that that's a trend you want to pay attention to. You know, I have said for years that they have been extraordinary getting people to buy that one brand of soap powder is better than another brand of soap powder. And to be fair, they may well be, because, you know, they invest a ton in their products. So they may, in fact, have made a better soap powder. But you or I or, you know, most other consumers, come on, realistically, we're not well suited to know which is a better detergent. You know, we wash our clothes, you wash them with one detergent, you take them out of the dryer, put them on, you know, they usually feel pretty good no matter what you do, right? Or do they? Because people seem to use the same products for years and years and years. And I think it's in part because of the work that P&G has done to grow those products. Full disclosure, I don't own any of their stock. This isn't just me, like, you know, banging their drum. They impress me as a company, and long have. Now, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, this is so. Marketing Charts has a chart that shows a growing number of app users are what they consider mobile addicts. You know, they spend enormous amounts of time on mobile. They launch apps at least 60 times per day, which is more than six times the average. And it roughly accounts, this group accounts for roughly one in every eight mobile app user measured. So about 15% of people are spending enormous amounts of time with mobile. And it's having a big impact. Now, we're seeing this all over the place. The Atlantic has a great, great, great piece. I love this line where they say that basically it's official. Apple and Facebook are phone companies. Now, I've talked about the AgFam group many times before. Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft. And what The Atlantic points out is, this is a quote, about 60% of its revenue comes from the iPhone. They're talking about Apple. About 60% of Apple's revenue comes from the iPhone. And all of its new revenue comes from selling phones. The rest of the company is actually shrinking. Think about that. That's crazy. The article continues. It says, it continues by talking about Facebook. Like Apple, if you take out mobile, the company isn't growing at all. Facebook posted about $1 billion, $960 million in mobile ad revenue growth over the last 15 months, and $5 million in everything else. So that's $960 million on one hand, $5 million on the other hand, and the big number is on mobile. Again, I'm going to quote the article on The Atlantic. Basically, smartphones are the future of tech right now, and no more than four companies account for basically the entire mobile device and ad business. Now, three of those companies you're going to recognize: Apple, Google, Facebook. We talk about them all the time. The two that are in my typical set, Amazon and Microsoft, aren't listed yet. But one that I don't talk about much is, which is Samsung. And so, you know, you've got this ecosystem that's really controlled by a very small number of players. Now, Amazon is rumored to be working on a phone that they're going to release later this year or somewhere in there. Microsoft obviously just bought Nokia. That deal just closed the other day. So they are obviously going to do a lot to be there as well. We'll have to see how that plays out. The point being, there's a very small number of players out there who are doing a lot of work to really control your customers' experience across the board and be gatekeepers to customers across the board. TechCrunch has an article that says that Facebook is going to make e-commerce and user testing announcements at its F8 conference. And I'm pretty sure you pronounce it F8. I refuse to pronounce it fate, because Facebook fate would terrify me. Okay, but you get the point, right? Facebook clearly wants to get heavily into e-commerce and assist e-commerce a lot. We know what Amazon does in that realm. Actually, the Wall Street Journal has an article where Amazon is now going to test its own shipping to create same-day commerce. Engadget has an article about Prime Pantry, where you can get your groceries from Amazon and have them delivered to you really quickly. Now, clearly, if you look at these large brands, the Procter & Gambles of the worlds, as well as the Apples and the Googles and the Facebooks and the Amazons and the Microsofts and the Samsungs and people like that making efforts to get into mobile in a big way, that really ought to tell you something about where you should be putting your energies. Marketing Charts has another chart that talks about how digital technologies will influence half of in-store sales by year end. Half of in-store sales. Deloitte, according to this post, Deloitte estimates that digital currently influences about a third, 36% of in-store sales, and it expects that will rise to 50% by year end. Now, 36% to 50% is like 40% growth in less than a year. And a lot of that is being driven by mobile. They're saying mobile now influences 19% of in-store sales, a huge increase of from 5% in 2012 and far ahead of 2012's forecasts. Clearly, this is having a huge, huge impact on what your customers are doing. And I know I've been saying this for a while, but if anybody thinks that mobile is something that's going to happen in the future, it may never happen at all for you, because you may be left standing on the sidelines while the big players, the gatekeepers, the Apples, the Facebooks, the Googles, the Amazons, the Microsofts take a dominant position, and while your competitors partner up with these folks and use the tools that they make available to connect with their customers more effectively. It is now time to get on board with mobile. I know I say this again and again and again, and I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but I can't emphasize enough how important it is that you look at where your customers are, and where your customers are on mobile. Now, eMarketer has a piece that talks about how better creative analytics and reporting are needed to improve mobile ad effectiveness. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be trying to solve your customers' problems when they're on mobile. Look at responsive design. Look at how you can use that to make your customers' experience very comfortable, very easy when they are on mobile, when they're actually doing the things that they do with you. Look at how you can use mobile when they're in store or on property or in the restaurant or whatever business you're in. How can you use mobile to assist your customers? I wrote a piece just yesterday for our regular Travel Tuesday column about how Accor hotels are using mobile to aid the check-in process so that their employees can spend more time directly helping guests. And if you think about it, that's a great way to use mobile to empower employees too. Can you put mobile devices in the hands of your employees? You know, I'm thinking about, I don't know why it is that when I go to a store and I ask for assistance from a clerk in the store, from an employee in the store, they're not able to pull out a mobile device and look up the information or direct me to the information easily instead of, you know, let me check on that and I'll come back and find you, or let me walk you over to this part of the store, or things along those lines that you run into again and again and again. This is real. This is happening. This is big money being put into it, as you're seeing with what Procter & Gamble is doing. And it is too late to continue to sit on the sidelines. I have said many, many, many times that it is all e-commerce now. If we're going to have half of in-store driven by digital by the end of this year, that's huge. Huge. And it's time for you to get on board. Time for you to get in the game. And so that's what I would encourage you to do. The numbers are there. The data is there. You know, it's really time to start thinking about how can I use this effectively in my business to help my customers, or risk having them become Apple's customers, Google's customers, Facebook's customers, Amazon's customers, Microsoft's customers, Samsung's customers, with you sitting on the sidelines. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time for today. So as ever, I do want to thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast. You can do that by going to iTunes or Stitcher or to timpeter.com/podcast. You can subscribe in any episode that you find there. On Stitcher or iTunes, you can do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain Thinks Out Loud, and then subscribe within those. And you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com with any comments or questions or complaints or concerns or anything you want to talk about. I very much do love hearing from you. I do look forward to hearing from you in the future. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here next week on Thinks Out Loud. Hope you have a great week, everybody. Take care.